Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Would you like to see a smartphone ban in restaurants? A French bistro in northern eastern France banned smartphones at the table last year, and they say that the policy is not deterring their diners. They say it's actually encouraging them to order more food as they continue their conversation. So would you like to see something similar introduced here? Well, Doreena Allen is a chef, food writer and founder of Ballymaloe Cookery School and Ballymaloe Organic Farm School. She is on the line. Doreena, you're very welcome.
Thank you. Intriguing, isn't it?
It is really interesting. And, you know, when I was drilling down into it, the restaurant said it wasn't just about sales for them, but when their wait staff would go to take the order, they'd have to go back 3 and 4 times because people were on their phones. Even on Valentine's night, the whole place was full of people looking at their phones rather than each other.
I know. Oh my goodness! It's a great article. Actually, it was basically people. There's mixed feelings about this, isn't there? Well, I was just thinking of Ballymaloe House, where actually we have. It's a very old house. Some of it goes back to the 15 something. But anyway, and the walls are so thick in several parts of the house that there's no coverage anyway. So basically, the first and foremost, people are a bit surprised and maybe slightly put out. But then they kind of totally are into it and they just accept because, of course, there isn't coverage and that's it. But people feel strongly in both directions. Some of the restaurants say, well, look, it's counterproductive to ban mobile phones because so many diners take photographs of the food and post them, and that's sort of free advertising. So there's lots of different ways of looking at it, aren't there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can take a photo and, you know, post it later. But as for scrolling and doing a lot of stuff on your phone rather than being in the moment, it's something that's coming up time and time again. Even the amount of people that, you know, film concerts and film experiences instead of actually being in it.
And probably never to go back and look at it again, even though they might mean to. But I always feel kind of sad if I'm in a restaurant, I look around and they're particularly couples, both of them on their phone. And, you know, we're married for 53 or 4 years or something like that. And sometimes, you know, we've said a lot, you know, you've had a lot of the same kind of conversations. But it's really quite an exercise to decide, that's it, we're not going to look at the phones. We're going to, now, what exciting thing did you learn in the last day or, you know, what have you read recently and so on. And it can be, you know, it can be fun to do apart from anything else. Sometimes you just have to make an effort for it. But I think overall, I really rather welcome it when you can't have a mobile phone. Although I have to say last night I was ate out and I'm just as guilty as anybody else. I was there snapping the food to actually share it with others.
Well, I did feel compelled to take a photo of the dessert trolley in Ballymaloe House. I mean, there are times where the phone must come out. Doreena, stay there because I want to bring in Laura Mullett, journalist and stylist with me. Laura, do you think this is a bit excessive or should we ban smartphones in restaurants?
Do you know what? I'm so interested in what you and Doreena are saying. I think there's such valid points to both. But at the tail end of a long day, sometimes it's maybe you're going out for a little bite to eat or something, your phone finally stops buzzing with work-related things. I think it's nice to not feel bossed or censored. And if you wanted to have a little route or maybe check your text or catch up on them. But I think there is definitely an etiquette and I think there's a natural kind of feeling of like, you know, when's right and wrong to be on your phone. I think it's important to be present. I think if you're on a date with someone or if you're out with your family, I think there's nothing worse than someone feeling a bit detached or like out of the conversation. There's definitely moments if you want to discreetly have that option. Or let's say if someone maybe, you know, there's someone sick in their family and they just feel less anxious at the phone near them. But I do think sometimes it feels like such a big part of our lives, a break from it is lovely. There's surely a balance. But I think if I thought that, let's say, I'm going to be barred from the restaurant for Instagram and my pasta, or worse, if I'm on the phone and they take the food away from me, I think I'd start crying, Claire, I really would.
And I do often think that, you know, at the playground, for example, there can be a lot of judgment if there are kids playing at a playground and there's a parent there scrolling on their phones. But you don't know if that's the first minute they've had to themselves that day, and they might be catching up on work or just chilling out and looking at crap for a little while their kids are happy swinging and playing in the sandpit. Like, I don't think we need to be judgmental of other people. Yeah. But like I said to Darina, there were times where the wait staff couldn't take an order because people were looking at their phones rather than the menu. And there can be times where we just automatically pick up the phone instead of just sitting there. I mean, would you feel under pressure, Laura, if you were waiting for a friend at a table that you'd want to be scrolling on your phone, or could you just sit there?
I think truthfully, if I was by myself, if I'm having a little loner lunch, as I call them sometimes, I actually love to put the phone down and just kind of vacate into some kind of space where I'm probably staring at someone by accident. But I also feel like there's times where I might be under a bit of pressure and there might be something I'm trying to, like, I obviously use my phone primarily for email and for social media and jobs and everything. I can't really, I work for myself, if someone reaches out to me, I need to kind of get back to them straight away. I think there's sort of an element of, now that we're so accessible, there can be a sense of emergency. If it's after 6 o'clock, it's different. I think if I'm at a restaurant and I might see what's going on in my family WhatsApp or something and then kind of switch it off and get off it. Or if someone's kind enough, like if a restaurant invites me out for a meal, if I'm lucky enough to go to a lunch or something. Again, I think there's a manners of, oh, you'll take a picture of the beautiful food, but then you'll put the phone away and listen to the speeches and listen to someone's story and what's going on. Like, what I found fascinating about TikTok was, it was Ballymaloo, one of the chefs there was showing, she's obviously documenting her experience for social media of like how she gathers stuff for the salad and everything. And I, like, that's not something that's part of my life, but sometimes phones can be a great window into someone's life and what they're up to. But I'm sure if that chef was in a restaurant, or if she was, you know, she'd want people to be present and to really taste and enjoy the food, savor the experience as opposed to document it for everyone else. So I think it's kind of a fine line, but I don't think we should be barred. I think it's nice to have your freedom, especially in your own leisure time.
And Darina, are you finding that then at the restaurant and the cookery school, are you being filmed more in recent years than ever before?
Well, basically obviously all the students, we have students from all over the world. A lot of them want to document what they're doing when they're going out in the morning to the gardens or whatever, and they make little short videos and they post them to their friends. So that's the other side of the story, isn't it? But it doesn't disrupt their cooking in the morning or during the afternoon cookery demonstration. But it's also a learning thing as well. They can actually, you know, document some particular technique or something like that, or film it. But it's definitely a part of something they do, and very much more so than it used to be years ago. But I was also amused, actually. Sometimes if you say to young people, you know, you can't use your phone during the whatever, they're kind of taken aback, and then they're sort of often quite amused. But apparently it's the older people, old ones like me, who in restaurants, they have the most difficulty with, because older people think, well, you can't tell me what to do. So I was rather amused to see that. and so on. But some restaurateurs feel pretty strongly about this now. But the other bonus, I suppose, for a couple of restaurants who have actually taken the step to actually ban the phones, and they, I mean, let's face it, in most places there's lots of restaurants, so people have another choice to go somewhere else if they really feel strongly about it. But basically the restaurants who've done it find that often people stay at the tables for longer and order a dessert and maybe a bit of cheese or something, so they're actually their spend is going up. So, and then they're leaving the restaurant in a much better place because they're chatting to each other
again. Take a tech break. That's what I think.
I know.
And Darina, we found it hard to imagine.
For all of us. Yeah.
We found it hard to imagine that, you know, the smoking ban would take off and that it wouldn't be strange. Yeah. And now we think, how did we think that the smoking area was that different to a non-smoking area in a restaurant? Yeah. How did we eat our meal as a non-smoker and allow somebody to smoke alongside us? And look, I don't want to vilify smokers either. I do feel it can be difficult for a smoker to feel ostracised and they have to just get up and leave the building every time. But is that the message we should start to send out about the mobile phone? If you want to be on it, step away and make your call, check your text, then come back to the table.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, going back to the photographing the food and stuff, I mean, a way around that, if the restaurants feel that we're going to miss out a bit on the free publicity or whatever, well, they could always take a photograph of their dishes at the beginning of the evening. And so one of their customers, if they couldn't take a photograph, could actually link into that if they really wanted to share it with their friends. That could be a way of doing it. It's a little bit more work, but you know, if you know, it's interesting. Won't it be interesting if they, you know, there's a growing voice for this now. People are sick and tired of it. And sometimes, as I said earlier, if they're you look around in a restaurant, particularly if there's a couple and one of them is on the phone and the other isn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, or the couple saying nothing to each other. Sometimes you think that looks sad, but actually to be able to sit in comfortable silence with each other, I think that is a beautiful thing.
That's okay too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, Corinne is on the line. Corinne, would you like to see a ban on smartphones at restaurant tables?
Well, I think it's nice to have a choice. I'd love to see some restaurants do that so you could go in, especially if you're with your family or your husband or wife, whatever it is, just to actually enjoy it. Try it out for yourself and see how much more enjoyable it is not to be on the phone. My husband and I make it a point to never have our phones when we're eating at dinner. Now, having said that, I review some restaurants and we have to take pictures of the food. And I'm embarrassed. We're trying to sneak pictures of the food. And I'm like, we don't have to sneak pictures of the food because everybody in here is taking pictures of their food. And I just think that it's, I don't know, phones to me, if you're having a working lunch or a working dinner or you're eating alone, that's great. Go ahead, pull it out. But I'd love to have a restaurant that didn't allow that because it is kind of terrible to see everybody in the restaurant with their phones out. I just think it takes away from the atmosphere. It takes away from it being special to actually afford a night out. You go out for this dinner that, you know, we don't go out that often because it costs so much when we do. I don't want to see all my fellow diners on their phone. It takes away from the atmosphere. So I think a choice would be nice. Give it a go.
What if the ban then was extended to kids looking at devices while they eat? What would your thoughts be on that, Corinne?
Well, I'll tell you, I was with a girlfriend. This isn't that long ago. We went out to dinner. We met after work for dinner and a volleyball team came in. There must have been, you know, 14 people at this table. Every single one of them was on their phones. And even some of them would look up. We were watching these kids looking up at each other and laughing. So they're testing each other and they weren't in the moment. And I think, you know, the other thing is, I mean, it's a whole other conversation, but they're not learning social skills by being on their phone. They don't know how to behave in a restaurant. And I, for one, if I was taking all my kids out and my husband, I mean, that's going to be a fair big bill. I want them to be engaged with me, not with their friends. They can see their friends later. I don't like teenagers with the way it's gone. I think it's bad with these phones. I don't know how to control it. I'm not saying I'm some great parent. I'm really glad that I'm done with that because I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, no, it is strange that that is the way they connect. They all kind of, you know, clock in like the Matrix. They all kind of plug themselves in and they're all on the same thing, looking at the same things and sharing and resharing. It is the new way of communicating. But I do wonder if a ban came in that people were forced to put the phones away, that it would encourage that kind of socialization that you're talking to. Thanks for coming on, Corinne. Lots of texts coming in on this one. My wife worked in a restaurant in New York pre-iPhone. The restaurant was so loud. When I would meet her 5 or 6 years ago, the restaurant was silent. Whole family sitting at tables, not talking, all in their phones. Very sad. People on their phones kills atmosphere in a place, says another. It removes you from the romance of eating out. It's so antisocial for a sociable setting. Smartphone ban is a brilliant idea, says another. I would pay for the privilege. There's nothing worse, says another, than being at the table beside someone talking on their phone. It's so disturbing and distracting. It'll drive you mad. Yeah, was it the Fast Show that the guy used to like shout and roar in places on the mobile phone? And, you know, it does go on. And I don't think this ban is really talking about you can't take a photo, you can't take a picture of your food. It's just that constant being on the phone instead of being in the moment. And it's certainly well worth discussing. Waterford Whisperer, says another, did a great parody comedy sketch in which the police were called by the restaurant staff because the customer was sitting in their restaurant and he wasn't on his phone. Well, keep them coming. I mean, when I was away staying in a hotel there a few months ago, like I have been that parent. I have had an iPad up. I have popped my kid into the high chair and I have thought, brilliant, let me and my husband have a conversation and let the kid eat something. But I did think as I looked at every single table and every single kid was in front of an iPad that we are moving into a very, very different world. And I say that without judgment, because as I say, I've been in it myself. And it is well worth thinking about. Would we like to see a ban on devices and smartphones in restaurants? And thank you also to Darina Allen and Laura Mullett for coming on.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.